You're listening to Popular Technology Radio with Mike Kahn. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+.
Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio. I am your host, Mike Kahn, and we're talking with our good friend, Sam Bafani. He is head of analysis at Quantio, the leader in consumer technology when it comes to tracking purchase behavior online. And Sam, we were talking about video and how video has really been a story this week due to the streaming video World Cup soccer, and that was thanks to ESPN. But there's another big story in the news of technology this week about video involving our favorite company in video, GoPro. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, some of you may have heard that, you know, GoPro, the popular, very rugged and waterproof camera created by Nicholas Woodman and his company, they went public this week. And they actually went public, I believe, on Thursday of this week, and the stock has really exploded. It went up something like 30% on day one, and I think it's gone up went up another 20% or something on day two. So a lot of investors in GoPro are very happy this weekend.
Yeah, you know what I like about GoPro? Not just that they make this really cool ruggedized POV camera, but that people who are fans of the technology can actually show their support of the technology by going out and buying the stock in the company. You know, there's a lot of stock out there. You can say, I'm a fan of Coca-Cola, I'm a fan of Georgia-Pacific, I'm a fan of, you know, GM and Cadillacs, and you can go out and buy the stocks. But GoPro is really showing their rigor now and how strong their fans are by their stock going up. I don't think people are necessarily buying the stock saying, you know, I'm going to buy the stock as a incentive to making money on the stock. Of course, that's part of it, but I think a lot of it is fans who love GoPro technology. And you can't go anywhere without seeing GoPro these days. They're everywhere.
It's a great point. And, you know, Peter Lynch school of investing, right? Buy what you know and buy what you love. And, you know, GoPro is something that you talk to anyone who owns one, and the first thing out of their mouths are, I love it. And, you know, I don't know if you guys, the listeners know the story, but Nicholas Woodman, he's a young guy. He's 38 years old. And he had started a gaming company, raised some money. It didn't quite work out. So he took 5 months off and went on a surfing trip and decided he wanted to take some pictures while he was surfing, strapped a camera to his arm, and the rest is history.
Yeah, I think originally it was the old waterproof kind of cameras. He was trying to trigger them from his point of view of doing the sport, and that kind of led to video. And of course, as you mentioned, the rest is history. Congratulations to him and the entire team at GoPro. If you want to look at that stock online, it's traded under the symbol GPRO, and we'll be keeping an eye on them to see if they continue to go on a rise as they develop new technology towards the holiday season. Now, speaking of new technology, I got to do a little bit of a funny segue. We can't monkey around in San Francisco, and I'm talking about the monkey parking app in San Francisco. This is a good story about how technology is kind of getting in front of legality there, and people were using this app to go get a parking spot, and when they got the parking spot and they wanted to leave the parking spot, the person that was in that parking spot could send out an alert to people that had the app saying they were getting ready to leave, and they could auction off the space. I can't even believe it. It's a funny idea. I think an Italian company came up with the idea to do this. It addresses a need, but I think what the city's saying is it's kind of dangerous aspect to try to reward people for bad behavior. What do you think about this?
You know, it's interesting. It's a classic case of, you know, technology is getting ahead of the law a little bit, and, you know, the city of San Francisco is being cautious because it's illegal to sell your parking spot. I think there's like a $300 or $400 fine to do it. And that's essentially what they're saying this app does. And I think that, you know, the angle that the monkey parking is trying to take is, listen, there's certainly a need here. People need to find spaces. There's a market for it. And let's actually go out and regulate it, right? Like, so let's do some kind of profit share. And, you know, maybe they can kick back 10% or 20% of the auction price to the city to actually help the city raise some money.
That could be interesting. That might exactly be what San Francisco is waiting for. They're kind of saying, well, how do we monetize off this? The guys at Monkey know it. The consumers who are parking know it. I mean, obviously, if people don't want to pay somebody else for their spot, they don't have to pay. But I think they're saying that, wait a minute, you know, if they've got a buyer and they're two blocks away, then they're going to be causing this kind of friction between freeing up the space and that person trying to rush to get to that spot. So I could kind of see both points of view here, but I'm a big proponent of the free market. right? So as long as the people are willing to address the needs and desires, they should be able to find a revenue generation there. So speaking of revenue generation, Amazon came up with a new idea, right? They've got these drones to deliver product, but they're kind of temporarily grounded, right?
Yeah, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, about a week ago, on Monday of this week, they basically said, using a drone is not legal. And, you know, they didn't specifically call out Amazon, but obviously Amazon's the most, you know, sort of the most well-known company out there that's publicly announced what they're trying to do. And, you know, in the end, you know, the legal status of drones in the U.S., it's just a real complicated type of thing.
Again, the story is technology getting ahead of the law. Well, Sam Bafani, head of analysts at Quantio, thanks for joining us for this week's episode of In the News in the World of Technology. Hey, fans, don't forget, sign up for our big giveaway. This is the week. We're going to be giving away a night stay at the amazing resort, Peppermill Resort and Casino in Reno. It's going to be a great day. Get out there, sign up at our website, poptechradio.com. Go to our blog website, find out how you can win a room and a free steak dinner. Like us, share us on Facebook. I'm your host of Popular Technology Radio, Mike Kahn. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Popular Technology Radio, sponsored by Maserati, the absolute opposite of ordinary. Stay tuned. There's more Pop Tech Radio to come.